Live from the Fortress of Freedom in the heart of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, April 11th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange under arrest in London. 7 years later, he's tossed out of the Ecuadorian embassy. Will he be shipped to the U.S. for trial? That's the question. Two, a shocking exchange between House Financial Services Chair Maxine Waters and the heads of several big banks in Washington. In fact, so shocking, it's embarrassing when you hear how completely out of touch she really is. She has no idea what's going on. And number one, on day two of his testimony on Capitol Hill, Attorney General William Barr shocks the crowd and tells them, yes, he believes there was spying going on against the Trump campaign in 2016. And when pressed, he says, you're right. It was illegal spying I'm looking into. William Barr on Capitol Hill. Smart guy. Unflappable. Just a, I mean, this guy's a pro. Second time as Attorney General. Been around the block. Knows what he's dealing with. Knows that he's dealing with publicity hounds and media whores when he goes in front of these panels. So he plays along. So yesterday with Gene Shaheen, the senator from New Hampshire, pressing him on the Mueller report, even though he was there to discuss finances and funding of the Department of Justice, Gene Shaheen, the senator from New Hampshire, of course, wants to talk about the Mueller report and the four-page summary that he issued back on March 24, saying there is no collusion, no conspiracy, no obstruction of justice, clearing the president, by and large, of any concerns when it comes to a criminal behavior of any sort. And, of course, the Democrats are just blown away by it because they've been promising their constituents for 2 years or more, they're going to get this guy. We've got Trump. There's Russia. Yeah, all of that. So William Barr shocked the Senate Appropriations Committee and, most notably, Senator Gene Shaheen when he said first he's going to look closely at how the Russian investigation began. He's putting a team together. Because something here doesn't smell right, basically. But much bigger than that, he believes there was spying. Listen to this stunning back and forth between William Barr and Gene Shaheen, the senator from New Hampshire. It's well worth listening to. Go.
I think spying on a political campaign is a big deal. It's a big deal. Generation I grew up in, which is the Vietnam War period, you know, people were all concerned about spying on anti-war people and so forth by the government. And there were a lot of rules put in place to make sure that there's an adequate basis before our law enforcement agencies get involved in political surveillance. I'm not suggesting that those rules were violated, but I think it's important to look at that. And I'm not talking about the FBI necessarily, but intelligence agencies more broadly.
So you're not suggesting, though, that spying occurred?
I don't, I guess you could, I think there's a spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur.
You know, it took him a second there. He just said spying occurred, and she's saying, well, you're not suggesting spying occurred. And he's like, well, yeah, yes, I believe that spying went on again, which is not news. We know that the powers that be went after Carter Page and got FISA warrants. We know that spying occurred. This is not exactly a news flash, but suddenly use of that term is somehow off limits. Don't use the term spying. It's prejudicial. Well, it's also accurate. And so the bombshell rippled across the room. And then, of course, it rippled across cable news and across the wire services. Boom. William Barr had set off an explosion in the room by acknowledging that the Trump campaign was spied on. It shouldn't be news, but it was, and using that term set the Democrats scrambling to unring the bell. Senator Brian Schatz of Hawaii was tasked with the cleanup effort in aisle number three. Senator Schatz, please clean up in aisle number three. Bite two, go.
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing? Because I think the word spying could cause everybody in the cable news ecosystem to freak out. And I think it's necessary for you to be precise with your language here. You normally are, and I want to give you a chance to be especially precise here.
I'm not sure of all the connotations of that word that you're referring to, but, you know, unauthorized surveillance. I want to make sure there was no unauthorized surveillance.
Okay, thank you.
Is that more appropriate in your mind?
So unauthorized surveillance. My takeaway of that, illegal spying. So I went from, yes, I believe there was spying in the Trump campaign, to I'm looking for illegal spying in the Trump campaign. You better have your ducks in order there. And, of course, the left goes crazy. James Clapper goes crazy. I can't believe he said that. Yeah, how dare he tell the truth? Let me explain something to you. Bill Barr is a pro. It's not his first go-round. It's not his first rodeo, all right? He's not out there shooting his mouth off. He's not just saying things for sport. He's saying things because they're true. What he's saying because it's true. He knows it's true. And he's the only guy, by the way, in the room that's actually seen the Mueller report. He's the only one that actually knows what's in the Mueller report, so I'd be darn careful if I were on the other side trying to assign values to the Mueller report and trying to ascertain what's in it. He knows what's in it. He's read it. He wrote a 4-page summary of that report. So it's dangerous for the Democrats to sit there and say, well, it says this, it says that. They have no idea what it says. He knows exactly what it says. So they are playing with fire. One other thing that he brought up with the chairman of that committee, Lindsey Graham, is how irregular it is that the Trump campaign, being the focus of a counterintelligence investigation, wasn't warned about it. The general practice is if you're being targeted by a foreign country, they warn you about that. Go to bite number three. It's instructive. Bite three. Go.
But would it be odd that the candidate was never really briefed by the Department of Justice that your campaign may be targeted by a foreign entity?
That is one of the questions I have I feel normally the campaign would have been advised of this.
Okay. And can you think of a good reason right now why they wouldn't have been?
I'm interested in getting that answer. They had two former U.S. attorneys in Chris Christie and Rudy Giuliani involved in the campaign, and I don't understand why the campaign was not advised.
Apparently, when Senator Feinstein had a person on her staff that was supposedly connected to the Chinese government, she was briefed. Is that the normal way you do things with a counterintelligence investigation? Well, she was briefed about a staff member that they thought might be connected to the Chinese government, and she took action and fired the guy. Is that sort of what you're supposed to be doing?
That's what I would, if I were attorney general and that situation came up, I would say, yes, brief the target.
Tell them what's going on. If you're being targeted by a foreign government, we warn you so you won't get involved, so you won't have a problem, so you won't get jammed up. But that didn't happen here. Why didn't that happen in this case? Isn't that unusual? No, it's not. Of course, they're spying on the Trump campaign and not telling them they're being spied on and trying to find something, anything, so they can cash in that insurance policy. And so far, in fact, that they were sending people to bait them. Sending in bait. Yeah, 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be back after this.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Dudley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why We're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit eamonline.org. That's eamonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the Economic Alliance for Michigan.